Do you know that today, as a Christian, God has given us a choice, just like He did in the Old Covenant? In Deuteronomy chapter 30, the king says that he has given the people a choice. I don't remember that verse, Dave. You may have to find it for me right quick. Deuteronomy chapter 30, I think it's verse 2 or somewhere along in there. Or 30, 2, Deuteronomy 30-something. There it is, 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Now, isn't it amazing that thousands of years ago, God took His children, Israel, and said, today I give you a choice. And then He even gives you the right answer. You don't even have to, I mean, it's like He gives you a true-false test and then gives you the answer so you don't mess it up. And how many people don't ever read the book so they don't know what this says? But He says, today I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Now, the other day, whenever we were at GLC, I made a statement when we were on live that night that these cursings still are passed down to your children, to the second and third and fourth generation, to those that are wicked. And I had many people call in and want to know where that's found. Well, I had 7 minutes left on the set, and I told Marilyn, the lady that was the first one on top of a stack that tall, wanted to know, I've never heard this. I want to know where that's found. Well, today I'm going to show you at least 7 places where that's found. At least 7. You know, and it's found many other places, but I'm going to show you just 7. Now, that ought to be enough to get your attention, right? 7. Somebody said, but I don't believe that. Well, okay, if you don't believe that, that's okay. It doesn't make it whether you believe it or not. God said it, and it works just like He said. And somebody said, well, I'm under the new covenant. I said, okay, how do you know the curse doesn't come to you? Well, I don't have a scripture to confirm that. Well, let me tell you, you're under the curse. Because if you don't, God is a faith God, and until you dig these things out and you remind Him of what He said, you're going to live in a bad place. And it's going to make you sick and afflict you. And that's why so many people are sick and afflicted. But He says there, and then under the new covenant, we're going to go to Romans 6, 15 and 16 and 17, somewhere along there. Romans 6, I know it's actually verse 16 is the one I want, but verse 15 is the one at the beginning of it. I hear this a lot. I'm under grace, so I can just go ahead and do what I want to. God will forgive me. Yes. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You've heard that lots, haven't you? Yes. I mean, you know, so I went down to that little, well, Baptist church, Methodist church, Pentecostal church, or whatever kind of church you go to. I went down to that little church when I was 10 years old or 11 years old or 18 years old. I walked down that aisle and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So I'm now living under grace. But I understand you're 21 now and you're living with your girlfriend and you're not married to her. Yeah, but God understands. I'm living under grace. The boy don't know the word, does he?
No.
He hadn't read this one. This says here, what then shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? What is his answer?
God forbid.
Oh, you mean that God doesn't understand? If I go out and sin around all kinds of ways, lying, stealing, cheating, under the new thing of grace, He doesn't understand that, does He? So that's why so many of us are sick and afflicted and tormented, isn't it? That's just like the other day, Cheryl and I was ministering to a lady. I hate to say that. Lady, I guess I'd rather call her a woman. Because she certainly wasn't a lady. Now, if you see it on a tape and you happen to be that woman and you see this, you know I'm talking about you. I'm sorry, but I call it just like it is. This woman had 3 or 4 little children, and she come up. We were out of town at a teaching a healing school, and she came up and wanted to be prayed for because she had uterus cancer. My first question was, where is your husband? Well, he was out of the country. He was not available. And he had been for a while. I said, so you got all these little children and you got uterus cancer and your husband is not at home. It hasn't been for a while. Many months. And I said, my first question to you, young lady, are you having sex with some other man while your husband's out of the country? And she said, yes. I said, that's why you got uterus cancer. How do you know that? I said, I found a scripture in the book of wisdom. Somebody says, the book of wisdom? I didn't know the Bible had a book called wisdom in it. Well, the Bible you and I as Protestants read do not. But there is a Bible called the Catholic Bible that has a few extra chapters and verses and a few extra books. And one of them is the book of wisdom. And it's quite interesting when you read this scripture. When we go to this, look what wisdom 11, 15, and 16 says. This just jumped off the page at me. In return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Let that soak in on you a minute. Now, if this young lady had been sinning with her sexual organs and she has uterus cancer, what am I going to think? She'd been messing around. You see where I'm coming from? Now, what if she had had laryngitis and couldn't talk? I said, you've been talking evil about someone? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That the part of our body that we use to sin with, that's the part that gets attacked. It is amazing, isn't it? The things that God has done. And since we don't read the owner's manual, we never think about this. We never think about if you, let's say for instance, a woman, and you get a grudge against another woman, do you know you're going to have breast cancer if you keep going in that realm? You're going to have breast cancer. Do you know almost without exception, women are so petrified over having breast cancer. No woman wants to lose her breast, do they? No. But how many of them gets cut off all the time? It's an ongoing thing, isn't it? How many women do you see have had a mastectomy? Lenectomy, whatever you call it. Whatever it is, they cut your breast off. And that ain't no fun, is it? But did you know the ones that we've been able to get to before they go through the breast cancer deal, we find out, do you have a grudge against a woman? And if they say, yes, my sister. If you have it in their sister, it's always in their left side. And that's strange. If it's a family member, it's almost always in your left breast. But if it's a coworker at work or something, it'll be in your right breast. Isn't that strange? That's just something we've noticed over the years. But how many women have we seen that had breast cancer that we've got to repent of their sins and then we prayed for them and the breast cancer went away? We've seen that hundreds and hundreds of times. So see, a woman does not have to go to a doctor and have a mastectomy, whatever, another surgery. Thank you, Lord. That's the word I'm looking for. I understand surgery. In other words, cut meat off of your body. Nobody likes to have parts cut off of you, do they? No. In fact, do you know that the woman that had breast cancer in both breasts down in Corpus Christi years ago, this was, I believe, in 95, when I flew down there, if you listen to some of my old tapes, you might have heard me talk about this lady because, some of these miraculous things God does, I've seen him do so many things, I kind of ongoingly talk about those, and sometimes I forget about what happened in the past. But this woman that had breast cancer in both breasts, and I didn't realize how much unforgiveness and everything she had, and this woman had been told that if she had had it for 2 years, and the doctors, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it was of that week, she went in for her checkup, and the doctor told her, said, "You probably have maybe 1 week left to live." That's how bad she was. It was really sad shape. So she called a friend of hers here in Justin that was in my Sunday school class and told her goodbye. She said, it was on Thursday. She said, "They've called me and they've told me that I have less than a week to live. So said by the middle of next week, I probably won't be here no more." She was in her mid-50s. And after she called, the woman here called me and said, "Thurman, I sat in your Sunday school class and listened to you talk about the power of God and the miracles you've seen." She said, "If my husband and I buy you an airplane ticket, will you fly to Corpus Christi Saturday morning and pray for this woman?" I said, "Sure, no problem." Back in those days, I wasn't near as busy as I am today. But I said, "Yes, I'll go do it." And so I got up at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning, went down to DFW Airport, flew to Houston, changed plane, went to Corpus, got there at 10:20. And then her husband picked me up there, and I went to their apartment, and I ministered to that couple for 5 solid hours. 5 hours. And then I looked at my watch, and I said, "Goodness gracious, I got 1 hour left till I got to be on that airplane." I said, "I really don't want to miss it." I said, "Young lady, have you heard enough of God's word to be healed?" She said, "Yes." She had repented of every sin, known and unknown, forgiven everybody. And she said, "You come over here, and for a Baptist, this is really something." This little Baptist woman looked over at me, and she had fire in her eyes. She said, "You come over here and kick this devil of hell out of me, and I'm going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus." I thought, wow, that's great faith that little gal had. So I went over there, laid my hands on her, anointed with oil, kicked the devil out, because she had repented of every sin. I said, "Now it's done in the name of Jesus." I said, I got to get to the airport. And she said, "I'm going with you." And I said, "Okay." So she got up, and she's already dressed, and her and her husband, we went downstairs and got in the car, and they drove me out to the airport at Corpus, and I said, "I'm sure you are exhausted." I said, "So I'll see y'all later." She said, "Oh, no." She said, "We're going to walk you to the gate." I said, "But ma'am, you're down to about 80 pounds. You must be weak as you can be." She says, "I am strong. I am healed. Jesus set me free. I'm going to walk you to the gate."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.